Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and you know, the great thing about how God has designed us is that we all have different interests, different ways that we communicate, ways that the Bible speaks to us. And this week, we're going to be talking with John Meyer. He is with a ministry organization called Radio Christi, and we are going to be talking apologetics. We're going to be talking about topics such as, why should I even care? About the reliability of scriptures, the church behaving badly, hypocrites, intolerance, crusades, inquisitions. I'm sure none of us know any hypocrites in the church, do we? The problem of evil and the resurrection. So I hope that you're going to be with us this week. I think you're going to be really blessed. And John, I know you just recently got here from Kentucky after getting married. So hopefully this spring in Kentucky is warmer than the one in Michigan that you left last year.
Sure is. I mean, there's already flowers coming up in front of our house here. And meanwhile, school was closed for an entire week this past winter back in Michigan, where I'm from. And they had, you know, the entire amount of snow that we've had this year, they got in one day up there. So
we need to quit whining down here in Lexington.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Put our big boy pants on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell our listeners a little bit, what is Radio Christi?
Well, Radio Christi is a group that's a nationwide and actually now international group that meets on college campuses in order to talk to college students. It's a group that's like Crew or InterVarsity or something like that. And we meet on campuses nationwide to talk about the evidence for Christianity that comes from history, from archaeology, from philosophy, from theology, those sorts of things. So we meet once a week in order to do that. We meet at UK, University of Kentucky. I've been there for this past year. Before that, I was the head of the chapter at Western Michigan University. We've also just started one at Asbury Seminary. We've just started one at U of L. And we are working on starting one at Eastern Kentucky in the fall.
Well, that's exciting. I love your passion for it. And let's just break it down. I mean, there's somebody listening or like, you know, Greg, what is apologetics?
Well, it's not yelling at people or, you know, a lot of times we get the question, well, what are you apologizing for? Well, it's not an apology. The word actually is apologia in Greek. And so apologetics comes from the word apologia in Greek. And that just means to make a defense. So, for instance, you may read the Platonic dialogue, The Trial of Socrates, and that's called the Apology. And that is Socrates' defense in court. And that's actually what apologia is. It was a defense, a well-reasoned defense, like in the court of law. And so apologetics isn't yelling at people or putting people down or just trying to win an argument. It's essentially a well-reasoned defense of Christianity, as if you were the defense lawyer for Christianity in a court of law.
All right. Well, that's a good explanation of what apologetics is. Why should we even do this kind of intellectual activity, John?
Well, I think there are a couple of different reasons. The first, and I think a really big one, is that so many people, there's what's been referred to as the mass exodus of young people in the church. And survey after survey after survey is showing that young people, especially people under the age of 40, and even more so with people who are in their 20s, are leaving the church. Somewhere between 2/3 and 3/4 of all church-going high school students are going to not be going to church by the end of college. And that's not just the super liberal church down the road. I mean, this is like conservative evangelical church kids that are leaving the church. And there are many reasons why they do this, but over and over again in these surveys, the top reasons are intellectual in nature. They aren't the sort of thing that is, it's just, you know, I want to delve into the party life. I mean, that might enter into it, and that may play a role or something like that. But primarily, and especially in their minds, they are looking at a lot of this as intellectual issues. A survey that was done by the Barna Research Group in 2018, so last year, and this is on Gen Z. So they took people who were 13 to 18 and asked them questions about their religious views. And interestingly, 59% of them identified as Christian. Now, that's down from about 70% for millennials, okay? And the amount of people who just say, I'm no religion or I'm atheist, is going up. And when they're asked, what are your barriers to faith? Listen to these. These are interesting. 29% say, I have a hard time believing that a good God would allow so much evil and suffering in the world. That's the problem of evil. We're going to talk about that later this week. That's a huge one. That's top of the list for years and years and years and years. Christians are hypocrites. 23% say that. I believe science refutes too much of the Bible. 20% said that. And this one, I think, is really indicative. This one's very interesting to me. 19% say, my barrier to faith is I don't believe in fairy tales.
Ouch. And, it's, you know, people that have been followers of Jesus for quite a while, that kind of offends them. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we have to meet people where they are. And one of the things I love that you shared, John, you know, at the beginning of our program is it's sad, but, you know, the numbers of 2/3 to 3/4 of church going high school students won't be attending church after college. And so one of the things I love that you're doing is you're trying to show these students that, no, this isn't a fairy tale.
Right. And this is the thing is, you know, this sounds like bad news, and I think it is. And a lot of people might say, well, you might just, you know, this might just be scare tactics to try to get people to think. No, this isn't just one survey, and it's not just these sort of skewed results. Surveys have been done since the 90s, really focusing in on these issues. And this is a trend that is getting worse as time goes on. So I think it's important to know what's happening. But there's hope, right? And that's the good thing. That's what this show is all about. There is hope for this mess that we're getting into. And that is giving people evidence and reasons for the hope that is within them.
Well, one of the things that obviously the reason you do this and the reason we do Hope is Here is because we believe in the Bible. Share some scriptures that show that, you know, apologetics and that it is biblical.
Sure. And some people will say, well, oh, that's just an intellectual thing. You know, that's for the people in the ivory towers. But no, I think it's for everyone. Now, I don't think everyone is called to get a PhD in apologetics or theology or philosophy. But I think everyone should be prepared. And I don't think that's just me. There's a guy by the name of Peter. He was a disciple of Jesus. He says this, 1 Peter 3:15, and this is sort of the apologist's main verse to go to. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet, do it with gentleness and respect. Now, that doesn't mean, hey, you're going to hell, repent. Okay, that means sitting down, having an actual conversation with people, asking them what they think. What do you think about this Jesus guy? Sit down and have a conversation with them, and then see where they're at, and then go from there. But interestingly, you look at this, and Peter says, always be prepared to give a defense. The Greek word there is apologia. So the New Testament actually uses that word in the original Greek, uses the word apologia there.
Which is a well-reasoned defense.
A well-reasoned defense. So Peter is saying, make a well-reasoned defense. Be prepared to give a well-reasoned defense, as if you were defending Christianity in a court of law, for the hope that is within you. Also, Matthew, I think, is important here, because this is the direct words of Jesus. In Matthew 22:37-38, Jesus is asked about, you know, what's the greatest commandments, right? And Jesus, who is God incarnate, God comes down to earth and says this is the first and greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your, what?
Mind.
Right. So that's a really important thing. And a lot of people say, oh, yeah, that's great. I love the Lord my God with all my heart and all my soul. But forget the mind stuff. I'm just going to check my brain when I walk into church. Listen, God did not create you with a brain for you to just shut it off when you're thinking about him or when it comes to issues about Christianity. You're a whole package created by God for feeling and for thinking.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, I was saying at the beginning of the program, everybody connects with God in different ways. The Myers-Briggs test, as I've shared numerous times, I'm the thinker-feeler part, you're a T or an F, I'm right in the middle, so I can relate to both the thinking part and the feeling part, but we know there are a lot of people that are wired up very intellectually, and that's how they connect, and so apologetics is obviously a great way to do that. Well, John, let me ask you this question. Is this really the best way to go about ministering to people through apologetics?
Well, I think the best way to minister to people is the way that connects with them. And as you said, there's the Myers-Briggs, there's the T, the thinking people, and then there's the F, the feeling people. It seems like church today is highly geared toward the feeling people. And the thinkers are left out there to go, I don't really feel much today, you know? And yeah. But There's many things out there that people are not taking into account, and that's that. I'll give you an example. A young man by the name of Jesse Kilgore, he was a veteran, and then started to go to community college, I think down in Florida, if I can remember correctly. And he started taking a biology course. And he stood up for his faith in this biology course. And eventually the professor said, okay, look, you just need to read this book called The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins. Long story short, he read it. He came to believe that God no longer existed, and he committed suicide. Now, that's a fairly extreme example of what can happen with these things. But I'll give you a little flip side. I had a student when I was teaching at community college came to me and with the same book, The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins, which is wildly popular. Mm-hmm. He came to me and started talking and said, this book is really, it's tough to get through. I sat there with him and we went through about 4 pages. We sat there for about an hour talking about all the things that were wrong with it. Now, the difference was he had somebody in his life who was willing to answer these challenges, whereas this young man, Jesse Kilgore, didn't. And I think we need to be that difference.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation about apologetics. We're talking with John Meyer. He's with Radio Christi. If you want to contact John, you can reach him at John, J-O-N, Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, at Radio, R-A-T-I-O, Christi, C-H-R-I-S-T-I.org. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.